Let's hit it, shall we? Let's hit it. There we go. Juan Carlos, man on a mission. Hey, everybody, I'm Kyle Rizdahl. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Make Me Smart. Make It Today Make Sense on the 10th of January. It's been a while. I don't even know. Hi, how are we?
Hi. I'm Mary Elsegarra. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's the first episode of 2022. Have you started writing 2022 yet, or are you still writing 21? Like in
you know what?
I am super
proud of myself. First of all, I don't write checks. Hello, join the 21st century. Would you miss Segarra? I have not written 2021 by mistake yet, so I'm pretty proud of that. Actually.
So what do you write the date on?
Forms for the kids' school. Yeah, no, forms for the kids' school, and you know, signing various documents, this and that. Do I put the year date on the script? No, I don't. So just like random forms and stuff. And I have not written 2021 yet. So now, of course, I'm going to do it this afternoon when I go see the doctor. But that's a whole different thing.
I haven't either. I was surprised at myself. I have a journal, which I like write the date every morning. So yeah, feel pretty good about that.
You journal in the morning? How do you know what's going to happen during the day? Isn't journaling supposed to be about what happened during the day?
I write about how I'm feeling. I write about my intentions for the day. I write about lots of things. Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right.
Yeah. It's a newish tradition, but
good. It's great. Well, look, more power to you. Whatever works, whatever gets you through the night. All right. So this is going to be a little unusual. What do we miss Monday? Because honestly, we're not going to catch up to speed on a month's worth of stuff. I think we're just going to bang out a couple of things that are on our minds. And then we'll do a super quick make me smile and then we'll get out the way. And that's what we're going to do. So why don't tell you what, Marielle, why don't you go first? Since I think just by looking at the rundown, it looks like you gave more thought to this than I did. Shocking. I know.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I think like today in general, the news of today for me was about, how the Biden administration said that now insurance companies have to pay for eight at home COVID tests per patient or per person per month.
Totally agree. Here's what I want to know though. What are we supposed to do for all those tests that we had to buy when Omicron was peaking and we had to see grandma over the holidays, right? We're out of luck on those, which kind of stinks.
Yeah, I bought some from like an online, like from Capsule or whatever, because Kristen Schwab was telling everybody, like, you can buy these tests on Capsule because it's hard to find them. But
It's totally hard to find.
But, I don't
but
think
also,
you can.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't think you can get like reimbursed for those now. I think it starts
you
on Saturday. Yeah.
You can't. And let me tell you, you got a family of six home for the holidays, you're spending a chunk of change on COVID tests, man.
Yeah.
It just gets expensive.
And you never even know if they're working. I mean, to be honest, I was like, okay, so like maybe this is accurate or not. I don't know, but like worth a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
Yeah. So that's like news of today. But in terms of like past week or so, apparently the Pope gave a speech. Never thought I'd be talking about the Pope on this show, but he gave a speech about couples who choose to have pets instead of having kids. And he was against that. And setting aside that opinion, it was interesting to me that he, one of the reasons he said people need to have kids is to support pension plans and pay taxes. Which is like,
wow, seriously?
Yeah, he actually said that. And like, I didn't even believe that when I read an article about it. And then I looked on the Vatican website, like they have the transcript on it. And he said, like, you know, now who will pay the taxes for my pension if there are no children?
Wow.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, that is a problem in some countries. I think Italy has dealt with that, an aging population and not enough young people coming up. Sometimes.
Totally.
Immigration can be a solution to that. But I just thought that was fascinating in a way that like the economy does come up when the Pope talks sometimes, but that was pretty specific.
I did not have the Pope and the economy on my bingo card when I got up this morning. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. So another one, there was some data out that Politico reported on about how kids have fared in the pandemic, particularly around like their standardized test scores, because there was some, and standardized tests are a gauge, are one gauge of how, of performance. Right. They're not everything, but they, especially math scores, like kids dropped significantly. And especially in schools with predominantly Latino and Black students, they suffered the most, according to the data. And so that's really upsetting.
On like a bunch of levels. But let me just, I will interject here and just put one of my little tidbits for the day on there. It's a tweet by the dear departed Molly Wood talking about her school. And apparently, well, all right, she's not dead, but we all know what I mean. So her kid's school, and look, this was a key thing for Molly for 2 years, was what in the hell is going on with schools and parents and all of this stuff. So apparently the deal is that her kid's school has had to shut down because they don't have enough for the rest of the week. They don't have enough well staff members to come and staff school, which parenthetically might also be a problem in my school district really soon. But the deal is this. So the governor of California last year gave an exemption to school districts, or 2 years ago, so that they didn't have to have in-person instruction. But last summer, they let that emergency authorization lapse. And so now school districts are not allowed to have virtual instruction at all if they close, which seems to me to be cray-cray, as Molly said in her tweet, which we will put on the show page, in the middle of a Omicron peak of this pandemic. Anyway, so this is still a live issue, as we all know. It's a live, live issue. And it's just the idea that we're still dealing with this 2 years into this thing, almost three now, is just not great. Not great.
Why say that you cannot have virtual learning? What is the argument for that?
I don't know the answer to that. Somebody out there, I'm sure, does. It's makemesmartatmarketplace.org. But it's challenging and it's really frustrating, right? Because the kids, as we have seen now, like for a year plus, kids are really challenged by virtual instruction, especially kids who, you know, come into it disadvantaged in the first place. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else?
I feel like you should keep going because I've talked enough.
Oh, all right.
I mean, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna crank out a couple here. Just these are today's news. The Internal Revenue Service is going to start processing tax returns for the previous calendar year on the 24th of January, but it says already it's going to be a mess. Refunds are going to be delayed. Don't look for those checks coming out really soon. So if you're going to file, but don't bank on that refund coming really soon. The COVID testing thing we already talked about. I had that one. And the Molly thing I talked about. And then the other thing that is a little bit old news and a little bit new news is that the vice chair of the Federal Reserve, Richard Clarida, whose term expires at the end of this month, is leaving instead on Friday because his name has surfaced again in that, I don't want to call it an insider trading scandal, but Mr. Clarida was in a position to know what the Federal Reserve was going to do intervening in this economy in the early days of this pandemic. And it turns out that he was trading stocks in a way that raises some eyebrows. And that has come to light in the last day or two, and he is now leaving, not at the end of the month, but Friday. And I mention that because tomorrow, Jay Powell, the chair of the Fed, goes for his renomination hearing to the Senate. And among the many things that Senator Elizabeth Warren is going to beat Chair Powell up about is this, the insider trading scandal and the president of the Dallas Fed and the president of the Boston Fed, Eric Rosengren, and the guy in Dallas whose name I forget, which is embarrassing because I'm at him on the show like five times. Anyway, there's going to be some fireworks, I think, at Powell's renomination hearing. He's going to get reconfirmed, but it's going to be, there's going to be some fodder coming out there for those who are opposed to Chair Powell.
Well, thank you for explaining that. I was looking at it earlier and I was like, I could put this in here, but I don't know enough. I don't know if I can explain why this is important,
it's a little messy at the Fed. It's a little messy at the Fed.
Yeah.
All right. So let us move briskly to a Make Me Smile, and then we'll get out the way. All right. So we've got one from all y'all listeners, and Bridget and Marissa put that in there, and we appreciate it. And we'll get to it in a second. But I do want to point this out: a tweet from Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury. She was retweeting the United States Mint, talking about the first woman on the new American Women Quarters program. So the Mint is going to put out quarters featuring American women of note. And Secretary Yellen said this, which I believe in, which is really interesting, but doesn't get enough play when we talk about our money. Each time we redesign our currency, Secretary Yellen tweeted, we have the chance to say something about our country, what we value and how we have progressed as a society. And the first woman to be on an American Women's Quarters program quarter is Maya Angelou, which I think is really cool.
Awesome.
I just think that's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think
it
that's
cool.
Really.
I just pulled it up. I'm looking at it here. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
The design. Yeah. So is she on the back of it and George Washington's on the front?
She is on the reverse, right? So it's George Washington in profile, standard dead old white guy. But on the back, you get Maya Angelou, which is kind of awesome.
Kind of awesome. I think she should be on both sides. That's just me.
Oh, totally. Well, so look, the question is, when are we going to get Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about that for a long time. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
There's another submission. The other Make Me Smile submission is from Thomas in Georgia. And it is a video by the Twitter account We Rate Dogs, if you've heard of it. They post cute dogs. Mm-hmm. And it's basically dogs. all the special dogs that got us through 2021. And it's kind of long. I did watch it and I laughed out loud multiple times. It's very sweet. There's a part where a little tiny dog is like, oh, it's very cute. I don't know. It was cuter when I saw it. I'm sure you have like multiple dogs, right? Who got you through 2021.
I have multiple dogs. My dogs are, you know what? Honestly, sometimes my dogs are a pain in the butt. I don't have cute dogs. I got good dogs.
Wow.
Good
dogs, I hope they're not in the room right now.
They're not in the room right now. Well, so look, they got out of practice of me being in the shed doing this podcast.
You're at the studio again. Yeah.
Sure. No. I'm back in my shed. I'm back in my shed. I'm not in the studio.
Oh.
Back in my shed for this. Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. So there we go. So that's dogs. We'll put that one on the show page. And we are done for this Monday. First day back. I will say it feels good. I'm coming back tomorrow with Kimberly Adams. We are doing the James Webb Space Telescope, which I think is just about the coolest freaking thing that NASA has done, honestly, since we put people on the moon. The tech and the power behind it and what it means, not just for the future of NASA, but the fact that we're doing this kind of science, private sector in space exploration, all of that stuff. And Kimberly and I, space geeks, are going to talk about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. It'll be really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, we want to hear from you about what has made you smile so far this year. Let us know. We're at makemesmart@marketplace.org, or you can call us and leave us a voice message. Our number is 508-827-6278 or 508-UB-SMART.
Boom. Done. Nice. Here we go. Marissa Cabrera. Had some help from Mark K. Green today in producing this episode. Today's program was engineered by Juan Carlos Dorado. Tony Wagner writes our newsletters.
Our senior producer is Bridget Bodner, and the director of On Demand is Donna Tam.
Donna, Donna, Donna. There we go.
Donna, Donna, Donna.
Oh, it's in the can. All right.
There we go.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.